If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Thank you all. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for sending me all the nice cheers for my getting well. My big day is tomorrow. I'm going to see a second opinion, see what happens here. Looking forward to tomorrow like you cannot believe, as far as my second opinion. For those folks who are listening for the first time, want to know what the show is all about, turning on the radio and you're listening in a car. This show is about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hey, folks, We've got a great show for you tonight. But first, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Where else would I be, Michael? Sitting on your left side. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the March 28th, last Sunday in March, March 28th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way, approximately about 50 miles from where we are right now, I think she's in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, she is.
Our co-host, guest co-host, our beautiful co-host, Sherry Brun. Sherry Brun, are you there? Sherry? Sherry, did we lose you? Sherry, did we lose you already?
Sherry, unmute yourself.
Sherry, you have to
unmute. Chime in after.
Well, we tried, Sherry.
She's there.
Our guest host already is a guest. Get you there, Sherry?
No, her mute button is on.
Okay, you have to unmute yourself. And now we go to our producer, our engineer. He's in the studios, in our Spectrum studios. Chris Shaw, are you there?
This is how I feel today.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again.
That's how I feel today. How you doing, Mike?
Come along.
Good song, Chris.
Yeah, because the weather is just right outside. It's nice and hot.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting at the dock of the bay. Just sitting there.
Oh, I thought you were cutting the lawn today, not sitting at the dock of the bay.
Yeah, no, I went to the, because it was too hot to cut anything, so I just sat.
Oh, okay.
Hey, folks, just so you know, this is our last show for 5 years. Next week, we start our sixth year. Believe it or not, next week we go our anniversary.
Oh,
6 years we'll be on the radio starting next week. That's
Chris.
Right. Next week, 6 years.
Chris was just a baby.
Yeah, 6 years. And what we'll be doing for the next, well, the whole month of April, or 4 weeks in April, we'll be running specials. I'll be telling you about it more as the show goes on. Besides our regular trivia, today we'll have three trivias, music trivias. But starting next week, during the anniversary shows, we'll not only do music trivias, but we're going to do other kind of trivias. And those will be special. And what we're going to be giving away as prizes, $20 gift cards from either CVS Drugs or Walgreens. So if you live in their Walgreens, we'll give you a Walgreens. If you live in their CVS, we'll give you a CVS $20 gift card.
Hey, Mike, this is for you, Mike.
Prices.
When the night has come.
For 6 years. For standing right beside me.
And the land is dark. And the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I
won't. Thank you, Chris. Very appropriate.
Play more.
And for those folks who are listening for the first time, remember, you can always go to our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you miss any of the shows, our 5.5 year run on the radio, you can look at our webpage. It's all there, over 300 shows. If you missed this, any part of this show, last week's show, or any other show, more than 300 are there, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What, Lynn?
Sherry has been unmuted.
Sherry, you're unmuted.
Yes, finally.
Here's our guest host, Sherry Brun. Say hello, Sherry.
Sorry for the technical difficulty. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sherry.
I have with me visiting from the most upper part of Maine, my good friend and Mark Tardif, and he is here to say hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Nice Hi.
To meet you.
Good to be here.
All right, so we hope you'll jump in during the show with Sherry. This will be fun. All righty.
Okay,
so Michael, I have a bunch of things.
Okay, just one more second.
Okay.
So, folks, I want to thank you all for listening to us. We've grown, I guess, big time over the last 5.5 years. Next week will be 6 years. We're now more than a million listeners listen to the radio show all over the United States and Canada and other parts of the world. We have people calling it from all over. So, Lynn?
Yes.
You got some PSAs?
Not PSAs. I have some shout-outs. Well, first of all, happy Passover to all our friends and family that celebrate. We wish you a healthy and happy
Jewish friends.
Passover. And I'd like to say that this show tonight is dedicated to our dear friend, Alan Elster, who died 1 year ago tomorrow. And I, if you recall, we dedicated the show last year when he died. So this is a year anniversary, and he's in our hearts and our prayers. And we're going to dedicate the show to Alan. And Debbie, if you're listening, well, I hope you are. We're going to play a special song later and dedicated to Alan. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dawn and Charles. Dawn is still in the hospital. Charles is home, and we're thinking about you guys. And please get better, Dawn. Charles, if you're listening, please tell Dawn we said that. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Carolyn in Georgia, Virginia Jacko, President and CEO of Miami Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And, of course, happy birthday to Gary tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Gary's birthday tomorrow.
Gary Sinclair. You're catching up to me, Gary. And then I wanted you to know that stay tuned also for the second hour that our friend Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications has an exciting announcement, second hour. And also that it's not too late to support Sight and Soul Walk Fest for Lighthouse Central Florida. So what they're doing is...
Lucene wants to say something, too.
They would like you to check out the Kendra Scott website. Kendra Scott is giving a virtual give back. So anything that you buy through tonight, Kendra Scott will give back 20% proceeds of their online sales to Lighthouse Central Florida if you use code giveback-1ADB. And I will go get Ms. Green to be quiet. Michael, take it over.
Okay. So, folks, those who would like to call in, which I definitely hope a lot of you would call in, whether you are sighted, whether you are blind, you're more than welcome to call in any time during the show, unless we have a guest on the show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat that, 407-894-1680. Yep. So start next week. For the next 4 weeks, we'll have different kinds of trivia. We'll have music trivia, which we'll be still offering our $10 gift cards for Subway for the prizes. And for the non-musical, we'll be offering $20 gift cards from either Walgreens or CVS.
We're going to go to break.
Yep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We have a lot of things to go over today, but first, I want to do our first trivia.
Oh, I thought we were
going to
talk to Sherry.
No, we'll talk to Sherry while we're waiting, because not everybody's going to guess this song. It's a tough song.
Uh-oh.
This song
is dedicated
to Alan
Elster.
And this is the song, believe it or not, well, when he was passing away, this is the song, the last song he ever heard This was his song. And what can I say? See who knows the song and see who knows singing. The question is, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. First trivia, who is singing this song?
And found my reflection in every passing face. Everyone who gathered, standing on that shore, searching the horizon, not knowing what exactly for. Searching the horizon for what we can't quite see. When all we've ever needed has been there all. Just a little soon to say.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I didn't find much wisdom when time was on my side. Too little information.
So, Sherry?
Yes?
Well, waiting for somebody to call in. What's happening?
Just hanging in there. Got Mark here, which is a nice, we're having a nice visit. And I'm still working, doing the medical transcription stuff, and still involved somewhat with the Federation and Newsline, which is a free service that you can read newspapers, magazines, and listen to them from all over the United States and internationally, and I can tell you how to do that later if you want me to.
Sherry, you and Mark are both blind since birth, correct?
Basically.
Yes.
Yes. Yes?
Well, people in the audience, I'm just saying, people in the audience should know that. Both blind
people. I know you were medical transcribing when we met you, but how many years altogether have you been transcribing?
Well, if I add it up, it's been well over. I took a couple of years off when I had my two daughters, but I would say, well, if I added it all up, well over 30. When I first started, we used typewriters, IBM, Selectric typewriters.
Yeah, I had one of those. Yeah,
and dictation machines that played cassettes. Remember cassettes?
Yes.
And then we went to IBMs with a memory where you could kind of store some of your documents or the part you typed a lot. That helped a lot. And then I took a couple of years off and I learned how to use a computer with DOS and WordPerfect. And then I got back into it again. And the computer just made my life so, so, so much easier.
And Mark, are you working?
I am not. I've done a variety of things. I have a master's in social work, and I worked in the field for 13 years as a pre-vocational counselor in Connecticut with people who had serious mental illness. I've worked as a taxpayer service rep with the Internal Revenue Service and as a Braille proofreader when Braille International was in business in Stewart down here. And I've done some sales.
How do you like living in Maine?
It's different. It's and I'll tell you, when people think of Maine, they automatically think lobster, you know, and or Stephen King. Of course, I don't know Stephen King. I like his books, but I live in inland Maine, so the nearest lobster is quite a ways away. Although we like lobster, certainly I do. But my area of Maine is more known for logging and agriculture. Potatoes are a big crop in that part of Maine.
No kidding.
Were you brought up in Maine?
part of the time, but I went away to school when I was five. I went to Perkins in Massachusetts.
Oh, I know Perkins. Yes, of course, in Massachusetts.
Okay, yep, in Watertown, yeah.
Watertown.
Yeah.
Outside of Boston.
Boston, yes. Mm-hmm. And you take the T into the city. Then we moved to Connecticut when I was nine.
Oh, what part of Connecticut? What part of Connecticut?
Well, it was a town called New Britain.
I know it well. Know it well.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And I lived in Hartford for a long time.
And I lived in a place, New London, Connecticut.
New London, near the coast, yes.
Yes, Ocean Beach Park. You ever go there?
Oh, I've been to Ocean Beach. Yes, I have. Several times. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I get chills when people say it. Yep, I love Ocean Beach Park.
Yeah, I like the rides. You had swimming opportunities, food. I mean, it was a great place, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how did you and Sherry meet? Through NFB?
Through NFB, yes.
He lived in Florida at the time. Uh-huh. He was for Braille International, and we met. Well, we met on, what, an email list first, right?
Well, right? I think we meet? Okay. We may have, but I think we were going up to the state capitol.
Oh, yeah, Tallahassee. That's
the legislators, and we happened to be on the same bus. She got on in Orlando, and we met that way.
Yeah.
And at the NFB state conventions, and then we got onto email and started talking with each other more.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Chris, anybody calling in yet for the,
I don't think so.
The trivia?
I have no idea what it is.
Chris, you there?
He might be talking to somebody.
He must be
actually talking. We had a caller, but they said they knew they couldn't win.
Oh. Yeah, so call and say hello.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, if you want to call in, not just for trivia, you can call and say hello. Tell us what's happening wherever you are in the country. Like to know what's going on. Maybe you have a PSA for where you're calling from. Maybe there's something going on you'd like the rest of people to know about.
And I have a little shadow. Harriet in New York City, thank you for your kind words. We appreciate the fact that you're out there.
Thank you, Harriet. That's Harriet from New York. Yeah, the big cherry, big apple.
Appreciate what we did that song to Alan.
Okay, I'm back. I heard you, Mike. Yes, I got two callers on the phone line.
Oh, good.
I got one caller calling in from Fern Park, Florida, and then the other one is calling in from Altamont Springs, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, let's go to our first caller, the one and only, our good friend, the singer himself, the national singer all the way around the world, around the globe, Dave. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. How's it going with you guys?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
David is one of our co-hosts.
Hello, boys and girls. Hey.
Hello.
I don't have an answer to the trivia question. It's good to hear Mark.
You don't have an answer.
No, I have a question. I've got a question more than an answer. This is an important question for my buddy Mark over there. And Sherry, it's good to hear you there, my friend, as always.
Thank you. You're sounding awesome.
So Mark, so you're the right you're the kind of person I need to ask of this question of, since you're from Maine, and who would be more appropriate? You know, I've liked the taste of lobster, generally speaking. I've had it in typically, like, most of the time in things, you know, already like lobster bisque and in different lobster roll. But so how do you appropriately eat a lobster? Being blind, I'm totally blind myself, and I have no idea how to eat a lobster.
That's an excellent question. If I go out to a restaurant and they have what's called lazy man lobster, because I'm terrible at dissembling it and deshelling it, that's one way to do it. But you do have to use either nutcrackers, or if they're hard shell, you might use a hammer. You have to take the shells off. And it's not at all like taking, you know, opening the shells of mussels or steamers. It's
to work.
Yes.
It has to work.
And you eat the claws and the tail.
So how do you do the lazy man version?
Mark and David, this is Michael. When I was sighted, not blind, sighted, I had a hard time eating lobster, because lobster's a pain in the neck, because unless you... I've never been patient, as our audience knows. I'm not a patient person. And if you're not patient, lobster's not for you, because unless they do it for you. Because, first of all, most of the meat, if the good meat, You got to break it open and get to the meat.
Yes.
And that's hard to get to.
When Mark said the lazy man, that sounded like that was a key thing for me. Because that hits me to a T. So however they did lazy man, I'll go for it.
Yeah, that's where the restaurant already takes care of it. Now, we have, there is a place that I go to in Madawaska, Maine, where I live. It's called Chez Helen's, meaning Helen's House, literally in Acadian French. And they have lobster rolls the first Friday of every month. So you don't have to do anything but order the roll.
Yeah, that's cool. I've had lobster roll before. That's good. Yeah.
And you have you can get it with either butter or mayo. A lot of people, once it's there, is they will eat it with drawn butter.
I love drawn butter.
Wonderful.
Hey, I wonder what it would be like with wasabi.
Oh,
goodness, no. Don't even go there.
Thanks for calling in, Dave. We have other callers.
You.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate it so much. Okay, Chris. Another call run. Where they calling in from?
That's right. We got our good friend calling all the way in from the great big city of Altamont Springs, Florida. The one and only Dan Day
calling in. Dan Day, how you doing, Dan Day?
Hey, good evening, gang. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear, Michael, your voice sounding stronger. I think as the Chicago song goes, it sounds like you're feeling stronger every day here.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
I just wanted to come out. Mark was talking, and I think I just heard Mark say he's from Madawaska now. Is that right?
Yes.
And you probably didn't know this, but I'm actually from Houlton, Maine, which is about 100 miles south of Madawaska. Yep. So for sure Mark is up there because to get to where I'm from, you take Interstate 95 to the last stop before Canada and get off, and then you got to follow the border up about another 100 miles to get to Madawaska. So
that's right.
It's different. I got to ask, Mark, what took you all the way up that far north? You have family or something up there?
Yes, I do. I was born and partially raised in St. Agatha, which is near Madawaska, and we all moved to Connecticut. But when my parents retired, they talked to us about maybe moving back up to Maine, which they did. And when I was working at Braille International, I decided that if anything happened to that job, I would go up and be with them because they're getting on in years. They're in their 80s now, and I wanted to spend the last years with them. So, I do have relatives there.
That was very nice. Very nice of you. Dan, did you know the trivia? Nice.
I do not know the answer. I listened to that song. Oh, okay. I tried to pick up that voice, and I said, well, that voice just not ringing a familiar bell with me. That's
I
a
couldn't
toughie.
Get it either. And I'd like to thank you for calling, and I'd like to give out the answer before we go to break, okay?
Is there anybody else at home?
Okay. No, I don't think
so. Thanks for calling in, Dan.
Okay, bye-bye. Right.
Chris, before we got the answer, anybody on hold?
Nope, that's it. That's all we have.
Okay, we'll do the answer then. Here's the answer.
The answer is, the song is called A Little Soon to Say, and the artist is Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I like Jackson Brown very much.
Jackson Brown.
You would think I would have recognized that voice as much as I've heard of his music.
I'll play more of it at the end of the show, but if you'd like to listen to it in its entirety, you can go to YouTube and
Jackson Brown.
Up A Little Soon to Say.
Okay, we're going to break.
Yes, we are.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Thank you.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform. Perform for you.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform. Perform for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And for those folks that missed any of the past 5.5 years' shows,
we got a lot of catching.
We got over 300 you can review and listen to. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Take a look at our web pages. Check us out and listen to any of the shows. Next week, believe it or not, we start our 6th year. That's right, our 6th year on the radio.
Are you trying to?
No, Lynn?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the first time our first guest caller for the evening, Kim Biederman. And Kim is the chief science officer at Upgrade, which, as you know, is a health and wellness company that's revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Welcome, Kim.
Hi, thank you. And I want to congratulate you guys. Happy early anniversary on your show. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Right.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself and the company. I'm Kim Biederman. I'm the chief science officer at Upgrade. It's a new health and wellness company. As background, I have a PhD in pathology and have spent my 30-plus-year career leading clinical and product development teams at big companies such as P&G, Pfizer, GSK, and most recently the Nature's Bounty Company. So I have expertise in developing, testing, and launching health and beauty care products like cosmetics, over-the-counter drugs, and, of course, nutritional supplements. So an interesting story. Helene Rutledge, who I think was on your show back in December.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Yeah. She's one of the co-founders of Upgrade and is a very good friend and colleague, and we've worked together over the years. I have a lot of respect for her. Anyway, she contacted me early last year and told me she was starting her own business, which was her lifelong dream. And I was just so happy and impressed with her. As we discussed more about the company, I was really drawn to her passion. Her passion was creating plant-based products, fully organic, that worked holistically and had few, if not no, side effects, and clinical data that truly helped a person improve their health. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, bottom line, I was so convinced that I decided to, she offered me a position there, and I decided to join. So I just joined the company in January, and I've been working to develop new products and claims, as well as planning well-controlled clinical studies. And these studies are not just used for marketing purposes, but are going to be conducted that would be rigorous enough to influence doctors and healthcare professionals so that they will recommend these products to their patients. And that's where we really stand out from other supplements. And that's our ultimate goal. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm happy to announce we now have 2 products. The first, I believe, Justin, our co-founder, talked a little bit to your audience last week on Upgrade Daily Inflammation. And as the commercials were saying, it is a combination of a highly absorbable turmeric and ashwagandha plant extract. And the clinical studies are there on those ingredients that demonstrate that it, you know, it absolutely reduces chronic inflammation. And as a result, people experience in really strong both physical and mental performance benefits. So it's excellent for joint support, reducing aches, soreness, improving the range of motion. But it also improves mental performance. And over 12 clinical studies show that it is increasing focus and energy, as well as helping improve sleep and reduce stress. So it's an interesting combination, and we look forward to really getting physicians and healthcare professionals excited about that to help with their patients, especially those that are experiencing joint issues.
Kim, when we were off the air, Sherry, our guest co-host tonight was saying that she has, right, Sherry, you have a drawer full of...
I do. I ordered...
Tell us about that.
Well, yeah. I did it because I'm trying to lose weight, and I
Oh. And I'm already on thyroid pills myself from a doctor, but I ordered like two different people's groups of supplements because, like, we can be sure you'll lose weight on neither of them work. And I took them as directed. And that's like, they're expensive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something that works.
Okay. You know, that's an excellent segue to our second product. So bear with me. Our second product is Control Glucose. And while it's not a direct weight loss product, it can absolutely help you on your weight loss plan because it helps control your sugar. So as you and your listeners, I'm sure already know, excess sugar in the diet can lead to high blood sugar levels, which over time can lead to very serious diseases, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So this product contains highly absorbable chromium and a plant extract that's been more recently studied, Salacia. Have you heard of Salacia before?
No.
Okay, Harley, I hadn't either until I started researching it. But Salacia is a woody shrub common in the Middle East and India and has been used in traditional medicine for many years and has recently been studied to, it actually will block glucose from entering your bloodstream. So with chromium, will also improve insulin action. So what's really interesting is Salacia works immediately at the first dose. So what you do is you take, you know, the tablet with your largest meals, and it will immediately work to slow the digestion of carbs to glucose so that it will reduce your blood sugar spikes, you know, sort of flatten the curve, as we all know that phrase pretty well by now. And so Salacia has been clinically studied to help you feel full for longer, help you to resist snacks, help you keep on your diet.
Wow.
You should try it out.
I will.
Now, interesting studies over time have shown that this extract helps to lower A1C levels and reduce other risk factors of both diabetes and heart disease. So as you lose weight, you can, you know, also continue to get healthier in that way as well.
Kim?
I have to interrupt you.
Yes.
We have a caller calling in, Dan from
has a question.
Orlando, Florida. Dan, are you there?
Dan.
Yeah, I'm there. Hi, Michael. The interesting discussion here. I wondered if you could just give us a quick thumbnail sketch kind of your clinical trials, like, you know, how they're conducted. Is it like the traditional double-blind study, or, you know, kind of what's the general way that you do the clinical studies?
Wow, great question. So, yes, Dan, we are, so we have a clinical trial in progress, and it's done by an external agency. It's double-blinded. You know, it's your standard well-controlled clinical study, and it is also looking at insulin levels, glucose levels at both after the first dose as well as after 3 months of use. And so we're looking at A1C levels. We're actually giving the subjects a questionnaire and asking if they feel full or longer, you know, asking about any mood swings that come from, you know, sugar spikes or, you know, or sugar lows. And we're going to be integrating that data all together. That data will be used to then discuss with physicians on, you know, the robustness, you know, and how, you know, what they think about it so that they could recommend it to their patients. Does that help answer your question?
It does. That's great. Thanks. It sounds like it's, you know, a combination of objective data that you can measure in the blood and then other ways, plus the anecdotal results from the participants, too, which is, of course, useful to have, too. So, yeah, that's real helpful. Thanks so much.
And Dan,
and to publish it, too.
Yeah. And Dan, if you'd like to visit their website to learn more, you can go to our website. Just click on the upgrade button. And you can go right to their website.
Well, thank you. Well, as it turns out, after last week's show, I actually went out and got some on order. So something's on the way to the mail to me right now.
Oh, good to hear.
Thank you, Dan. Very
nice. Dan, let us know, you know, what you think about it and, you know, whether you feel that it works or not.
Absolutely. We'll do.
I hope you got your discount, Dan.
I did. Radio 20. Got to use
all
that code.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. So, Sherry... Oh, Dan, were you finished? Sorry.
I am. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
So, Sherry, as we were talking during the break, I think the most exciting aspect of this of our research, though, in this product is the ability to actually measure how it's working in your body. And so as we were talking, you know, the downside of many supplements is that you can take a product and really not know if it's working, if it's doing any good. It may be, or you may be totally wasting your money.
Right.
So with the introduction of wearables and new technologies like the continuous glucose monitors, a person can take our product and determine for themselves and measure how well it's working for them in real time. So we're really excited about this. We're also doing studies where people are using the continuous glucose monitors and taking our product, and then can actually observe, you know, that the upgrade control glucose product is truly reducing sugar spikes by seeing their sugar levels in real time, and then determining how well it's working and interacting with their own unique diet. So that's our ultimate goal.
So do you have a way that people can call and ask questions? I know you probably have a lot of information on your website, but if someone actually wanted to talk with someone about the product, can we do that?
Yes, we do. We have a contact us on the website, and, you know, it will go to one of us, and I'm happy to respond as well, especially on clinical studies and other things that are relevant to the science behind the products.
Well, I'm excited because I'm what they call pre-diabetic, and my A1C has been going down, but I'd like it to go down further. So this is great.
That's very useful. I had gestational diabetes, so
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking this product as well. So it's like our ultimate goal is to be able to tell that the product is working in your body. So with more wearables and other technologies that can continuously measure these health indicators, you know, like we know we can measure pulse, heart rhythm, blood pressure, glucose, oxygen levels right now, and someday soon inflammatory markers, you know, vasodilators, for instance.
Right.
We're looking to pair our products with these wearables to significantly improve people's health. So I'm really excited about being a part of this vision of the future.
That's great.
So hopefully that'll answer your question. You know, when a person takes a product, is it really working? And we are expecting, you know, you can actually measure it and reassure yourself it is, you know, it is actually working.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Now, you said the instructions are to take one tablet. Is that what you said?
It's one tablet with your largest meal every day.
With the largest meal.
With the largest meal every day. I'm finding it, I take it sort of in the morning, though, because I'm finding that it's sort of lasting throughout the day.
Oh, okay.
But the instructions right now is take it with your largest meal and take it once a day.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Kim. And would you like to give out the website and if people are interested in learning more? Because you surely gave us a lot of information tonight that really, really helped.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So the website, again, is upgrade.me. You can do upgrade.com, I just realized, too.
Right, right.
Upgrade is spelled UPGRAID. So it's a little play on aid.
Yeah, that's
so great. Upgrade.me. And take advantage of the discount that we're offering to your listeners. And you can find more information. Contact us. We're happy to. We're a small company. We in a startup company. We just started 2 years ago, and we really love interacting with our consumers. You know, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what's working, what's not working, how to improve. So we really value your input.
It's always good to get that feedback from the consumer.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Kim. It sounds like you may have a new customer. So
great. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good week and be safe.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And folks, don't forget to wear your mask.
That's right.
Sherry, you were before we go to the top of the hour, we have about 4 minutes. You had a question that you were going to throw out to the audience.
Yeah, I was going to
throw it out before the end of the show.
Okay. Everything seems to be coming a little more under control with the COVID virus, although my three-year-old grandson, one of the twins now has it, but that's another story.
You're kidding. Three-year-old? Oh, my God.
He's got it. Anyway, I'm wondering, what is your plan when you know it's really under control? Like, either you've been vaccinated or the figures are way down. What is the thing you want to do, you most want to do, that you couldn't do during the pandemic, or that you chose not to do during the pandemic? What is the one thing you'd like to do? That is my question.
I would like to go to see my grandchildren, my great-grandchild in Philadelphia. Never
all
seen
right.
her. Never
oh,
seen
wow.
her.
Oh, wow. How old is she?
She's a twin. How old is she? She'll be 1 year old.
Well, she's seen already. I've never seen our little baby.
That's true.
Wow. Our great-grandchild. Never saw her. She's going to be a year old next month, and I never saw her.
How about you, Mark? What would you like to do?
He took off to the other. He'll come back and tell us, I'm sure. Okay. We'll get his input in a little while. What about you, Lynn?
What about me? I just like to be able to see the kids without worrying about catching germs from our own kids.
I know. Boy, you got that right.
It's so stressful. You know, they come in, they got to wear a mask, and they're like, oh, my God. I just want to have a normal, relaxed.
We don't have anybody in our house.
Yeah, they wear a mask.
Except the kids. Ain't about it.
How about you, Chris?
Well, there are several things that I would like to do. I want to get back into, you know, going out to the football games. I miss going out to the basketball games. I miss going out, being on the sidelines and helping to video record or whatever the case it is that needs to be done. So there are several factors that I just kind of miss it. I miss going out in public to just sit down and enjoy myself and eat dinner with my family.
Exactly.
On the grown-up side, you know, even though I don't go, but, you know, just to go to a strip club now, because I've never experienced it.
He said strip club.
That's what he said.
Okay, maybe that's a little too far-fetched, but it's a little too far-fetched, but hey.
Go along with that, right? Your wife is going to be okay with that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take her with me.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
You can go to the one with the good steak down on
Cimarron. Right. Yeah. Long as it got good food, I think I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Going to go to break?
Just pray for me.
Going to the top of the hour? Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up the second hour. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show?
We are?
That's right. This is Blind and Beyond radio show. For those who are tuning in for the first time, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Don't go away. Come right back.